just taking a guide job was a big step for me because I had been very shy when I was very, very young, painfully shy. I was viewed as somewhat of a hippie looking person, bell bottoms, long hair, and blowing bubbles wherever I went, and wearing sandals and lots of bracelets. But in my little uniform when I was a girl guide, I looked just Little Miss All American.
It was a navy blue mini dress, a silver link and white leather belt, and a cape that was about a hip length cape, and a badge that had the two towers on it and said WTC.
It was Evan Pacone designed them.
We went to the Evan Pacone offices and we got to stand on the raised platforms in front of the multi mirrors, like New York models. They measured us, and I'm sure there was a regulation length we were supposed to wear. Like everyone else in the 70s, I was trying to hike it up shorter than what I could get away with legal.
I know they did, et cetera, because there's mini skirts for mini skirts, et cetera.
We were given an allowance to buy shoes, the Cork Platform Royal Blue Sandals.
I loved that uniform. Everyone recognized that uniform, and they would stop and talk to me on the train and ask questions, and I would say, "Come down and visit us at the booth."
After work, I would change them on before I went home because I felt kind of silly on the subway with that outfit on.
We had that uniform for 2 years. The third year, they took us back to Evan Pacone, and they made us a uniform that was, I thought, horrendous.
We had polyester skirts and vests that were mix and match.
You know, that Port Authority bright canary yellow and blue. Oh, that uniform just did not sit well with me.
We are very hip looking. As a matter of fact, in one of my snapshots, we're posed sort of like the Beatles or the Monkees on some rock cover.
They wined and dined us. They took us to the 21 Club. They used to pay to have our uniforms cleaned every week. They paid for our transportation to work. It was just such a glamorous job for a college student, a summer job.